fun as usual.
8:32 the time, 28 minutes shy of 9 o'clock. A beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Laguna Beach Thursday morning. Glad to have you with us as we do each and every Thursday morning. Delighted to have the mayor. And I'm actually, this morning, I'm watching the mayor in action here. It's like you're on the bat phone or something. You're looking for information. You get it just like that. Welcome, Mayor Sue Kemp. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Ed. I'm happy to be here this morning. Beautiful day.
It is a perfect day out there.
Got some rain, which was nice.
Yeah. And I like that. I like this smell after rain. It's the first sunny day, and then you kind of like take in that waft of the rain from the day before. Yeah, everything about today is very cool.
Right. I was driving to Newport yesterday, and you know, when you go down that little dip by Crystal Cove, and you can see up and down the coastline. It's so beautiful. Yeah. So clear after a rain.
It is. It's magical.
It feels clean.
Yeah.
Great.
I love that. I love that moment in my drive. I actually look forward to that moment in my drive. Well, welcome and thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time. And as I mentioned to the audience here, you're working constantly. You were on the phone doing some work while we're sitting here getting ready. And it was no different on hospitality night. You were, even though you were out there partying, and you're working on hospitality night. What a great time that was.
That was so much fun. We had a really good turnout for hospitality night. Did you notice?
Yeah. I noticed.
You can really feel it when you're on the Pepper Tree lot.
Right.
Because you have that convergence of all the people when Santa comes in on the fire truck. Right. Yeah, so I got on the fire truck with Santa.
Right.
And we actually threw Bob Whalen's grandson in there too, which he's three. I mean, it was fantastic. He loved it. Right. Absolutely loved it.
Bob is such a great granddad. And I don't mean a great granddad, but he's a great grandfather.
Oh, yeah. He's got this grandson, Jack, who's he's a big talker.
Right.
He's really fun to talk to. He's very engaging and not shy and really cute. Yeah, we came on the fire truck and we got there and a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people.
I kind of wanted to dive into the crowd like you used to do at a rock show and just have them surf. I crowd surf and then go back up to the stage. I was a little afraid to do that, though.
Yeah,
too many kids up front.
No, I had to weave my way through there. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many people here. Well, there always is, but you know, it just kind of struck me when I got off the fire truck. I'm like, wow, I got to get through these people.
Right. And you brought a bunch of kids up on. I love that you did that, by the way. So you thought, hey, this is the kids' night. It's Santa on stage. It should be the kids on stage.
Right.
So you invited, there had to be 20 kids on stage?
Yeah, I wanted the kids up there.
That was very, very cool.
Yeah,
it reminded me of a reminds me of a Seinfeld episode. Uh-huh. There's an episode of Seinfeld where George is at a party and he thinks that the kitchen is on fire, and then he needs to get out of the place first. So he knocks over all these children and his girlfriend and... we have someone named George who did the same thing. Councilmember Weiss, kind of like, he wanted to get up on stage, and I don't know whether he tripped or whatever, but he bumped a couple of people to get up on stage. I found that hilarious. I immediately went back to the Seinfeld episode there.
Well, I was trying to get the kids to do the countdown. How, you know how you do the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right.
And well, first of all, the tree was already turned on when we got there.
Right.
Somehow somebody plugged it in. I don't even know what happened.
It was a kid.
It was a
troublemaking kid. It was me as an 8-year-old is what that was. And that's
it didn't
okay.
bother me at all. I thought it was so funny. I said, hey, the tree's already lit. Now what do we do? I guess somebody unplugged it right, then we plugged it back in or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But we had our countdown. It's just classic Laguna. It was fun.
It was a perfect night. I love hospitality night. I love the camaraderie between the businesses. I love everything about that night, and it flowed. Actually, and we even served a purpose as the radio station. A couple of kids got separated from their parents.
Oh.
And we were able to, I shut everything down, made the announcement a few times there on Forest, and those kids were reunited. Great work from the Laguna Beach Police Department.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a couple of different occasions where kids got separated. One of them showed up to the KXFM booth. He was crying, and so we held him there, and then called the police over, and then made the announcement to get his parents over. Boom, there it was.
I could see how you could lose one of your kids. I mean, there's so many people.
Right.
If they're little, there's all these people. I could see how that happens very easily.
Right.
I mean, I was looking for one of my friends. I found, you know, his spouse, his kids, his mother-in-law, but not him.
he should have been on some kind of leash, I think. You know?
I
used to get mad at parents when I'd see them at Disneyland or at large events where they had their kid on like a leash. I thought, that's a little much right there.
Yeah.
But there are times, man, there's places where you think I need to just at least hold the hand and not
100%,
let go.
100%. Those kids were so cute, though.
Yeah, they were adorable. Yeah, man, great work with them. You seem to have an affinity with kids.
Oh, I love kids.
They
I should have
love
had
you
like
too.
Six of them. Got to have zero. But I have nieces and nephews, so it's all the same.
Right. And yeah, do they take your nieces and nephews, before we get into the serious business of Laguna Beach, do your nieces and nephews take advantage of how cool you are to them?
Oh, I don't know, but I get along great with them. I always have. You know, I've known them since they were babies. Right. So we have a very good relationship with the kids.
Okay.
They'll text me and show me, like, one of them's birthday was yesterday, so he texted me to show me what he was doing. Right. He was up in Tahoe with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend made him, you know, so they show me all that stuff.
Right. Okay.
It's so really cute.
When they visit you in the summer, you'll be able to take them to a South Laguna Beach. It's actually operated by the city of Laguna Beach, won't
that's
you?
That's exactly right. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually, the Board of Supervisors passed it, which was good.
Yes.
And we didn't expect them not to, but it was still good if they did that. And right. then... we take over the property officially March 1st, and then we will, you know, we're going to, through the first part of the year, we're going to ramp up our lifeguards. We're hiring like 50.
Okay.
Some will be full-time, some will be part-time.
All right.
And then that'll start in the summer. So at the point at which we're ready to take the beaches over from, you know, the point of, safety and lifeguard monitoring, then we'll take them over in the summer. So it's great.
And it'll be just one set of uniform rules all the way up and down the coast for us, right?
Well, for the most part, like the South Laguna beaches, we're grandfathering and they close at 10 or 10:30. I can't remember which is the day where the rest of our beaches are open till 1,
right.
Which is weirdly to me. I don't know what, you know, there's nothing good happening. Like your parents told me. Right?
What good can happen at 1 a.m.?
What are you doing at 1 o'clock in the morning on the beach? I don't know about that. But so we're grandfathering in those hours, which I think is good.
Right.
I'd like to get those hours for all the beaches because I just think it just makes more sense from a management point of view. Probably less shenanigans going on.
I know we have a lot of, and certainly in this audience, we have a lot of skimboarders. Any changes that we're
I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm going to talk to the city manager about it. Also, people are interested in keeping the fire pits on Aliso Beach because a lot of people go down there.
Right. The fire pits, I think, are really cool.
One woman told me she goes down in the morning sometimes, starts a little fire, and starts her morning there at Aliso, which is that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's where we had the that's where obviously where we do the drum circle each and every full moon and do you got a pair of bongos
No, I don't have a pair of bongos.
All right. Well, so that's going to be my Christmas gift to you is going to be a set of bongos or something that you can take down to the drum circle. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Oh, I bet. I bet it is. All right. Well, maybe I need to get some bongos. I need to work on some. I need to develop some musical talent. It's only bongos.
You can't miss with those. If you can if you can tap your foot, you can play the bongos.
Okay. Well, I can handle that.
All right. One question regarding the beaches. We'd had some problems with taggers in the last couple of years there. Yeah. Would it be possible maybe to, now that we're in control of them, to set up some cameras to actually identify if something happens, if there's vandalism, if there's taggers?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would think so, but someone needs to monitor those cameras, and we need to figure out where the feed goes so we can, and how much data can we capture. Because I know around Table Rock, there's some residents there that have cameras that look down on the beach, and I think at times we've used their footage to see kind of what's going on, you know, up above. So I don't know. You'll have to think about that, what to do. I don't really know.
And specifically, would that go through like the lifeguards, or would that go through the police department?
Well, I think the police department should be doing that. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
All right. So we haven't had a meeting in a while. Haven't had a council meeting. You got a council meeting coming up. Am I right? Next Tuesday, right?
Next Tuesday. Yeah.
All right. What are we expecting?
So I think it's going to be fun because we have, first we're going to do, the children's palettes, art palettes. And then we have a proclamation for Supervisor Lisa Bartlett. She's going off the Board of Supes.
Right.
So we're going to do a proclamation for her. She's been helpful to us, particularly on the South Laguna beaches.
Right.
She worked a lot with Bob Whalen on that and was really good. Right. So, and then we'll have the swearing in of new council members.
Right.
We'll do the mayor pro tem, council liaison assignments. I think we have one, unfortunately, I think we have one appeal.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I haven't read it yet.
All right, okay.
You know, it's a house thing.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then we go into closed session. We have a couple items to talk about in closed session, then we're done for the night. So.
Okay.
And then we come back. I don't know when we come back, but it's next year.
Okay.
I'm not worrying about that right now.
we'll just get the new members sworn in and take care of the business when it happens.
Yeah, right.
What's the rest of your day look like?
So I have some errands to do. I'm catching up on all my personal stuff.
Right, because
I had a long list of things.
So the people that have never run for office don't understand that as you're running, as if there's an election and you're involved in it, there is no personal life. There's just really running, isn't there?
No, it's pretty much all that it is. And that's all you have energy for, really, to be honest. So, yeah, you know, like I have to make some doctor's appointments, I have to do some stuff with my car, I have to go to the bank and do some, you know, I have a long list of things that I keep adding to it. The list never gets any short, so I got to work on shortening up the list.
Yeah, you do.
It gets annoying after a while to have so many things to do.
How's the hip?
The hip's getting better. I mean, you know, I was thinking, well, I gotta go skiing this winter. No, I don't think so.
I think I'm gonna pass.
I started thinking, well, if I have to turn to my left, I have to put all my pressure on my hip. Right. No. Right.
And the elevator here is down. Would you have taken it?
I walk the stairs. Okay. I'm not that bad, but yeah, but I've been doing some pretty hard and strenuous working on it. So
right.
I don't know. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not. It's an old lady thing.
I just went, no.
Thank you for asking.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
My goal is to get back to playing some sports this year, though.
All right.
I don't like it when I can't play anything.
Starting with maybe something like pickleball?
Maybe pickleball. Right. I like to play basketball.
Right.
And get in the pool.
Yeah, but that's not very hip-friendly, though.
It's not hip friendly, but you can push it so hard, or you can take it easy too. Right. I just want to shoot some, you know.
Yeah, so
I'm a Hoosier. I can't live without some basketball.
I can't imagine that you don't actually have one in your living room.
No, I need to get back into coaching Boys and Girls Club or something like that.
Right. And the last dumb question before I let you go: how's your free throw shooting? Were you always a good free throw shooter?
Oh, I was a good free throw shooter.
Were you?
Well, you know, I grew up in Indiana. I learned how to shoot basketball when I was four. I mean, albeit it wasn't a basketball, it was a lighter ball that I could get up to the basket. But right. Yeah, I was really, I mean, I could shoot free throws with my eyes closed.
I love that.
Yeah, I used to do that. It was in practice, when I was playing basketball, we used to shoot, like, we'd shoot five free throws and we'd rotate. We'd have to shoot 50. So we'd shoot five, next person would shoot, then you would shoot. So I made 100% of them a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really worked at it.
Right. You know, if once you have the formula, I think you become a better free throw shooter. And once you don't let it block your head that you can't shoot free throws, pretty good.
Well, you have to get in a rhythm with free throw shooting. There's a rhythm that goes on to, you know, free throw shooting. And I watch people like, you know, remember Shaquille O'Neal, how horrible
he was. The worst free throw shooter.
He just shot, put it up there. He didn't roll his wrist. He didn't have the ball properly in his hand or anything. It's just... You know, you can watch you can tell by the first time you see someone shoot a ball, that person cannot shoot a free throw.
He had all the skills in the world for everything else, but he couldn't shoot free throws.
You can't dunk a free throw. That's the problem.
All right. So I'm thinking of maybe later on this year in the summer sometime, you and I get together and we go out and shoot some free throws for charity. Let's do that.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do 100 free throws, you and I, for charity.
We'll get a couple
people involved. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, I'll get in training for that.
All right. I'll look forward to talking to you next week. We'll certainly look forward to the council meeting on Tuesday. As always, I thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Ed. Good to be with you.
Mayor Sue Kemp, 844 The Time.